our learning should be an Eloi for the neshama, an aliyah for the neshama of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Hagon Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who, as Rabbi Cohen mentioned to you, passed away last night. He told you some of the stories. And, you know, Rabbi Kamenetsky was talking after davening about Rav Lichtenstein, and he was saying how humble he was and how unassuming he was. He once just walked into DRS, like, on a random day, a number of years ago, and, like, people are like, is that Mr. Blanchef? No, that's from Lichtenstein. And like they didn't, what can we do for you? He finished early at Rambam or something. He just walked in, and we had like a meeting together with him, and it was unbelievable. But where was I going with this? Yeah. So Rabbi Kamenetsky was something that just how unassuming it was. You could just walk in, and people, you know, like no one. And I was just thinking that like many of the Talmidim don't really know why that's godless, because they don't know how big of a gadol he was. Meaning, anivus doesn't really mean much if it's someone like me, you know, if it's someone like us, if it's like where we haven't yet achieved these, you know, massive heights. But like when you're this super duper giant, and you still just carry yourself like, you know, like anybody else. Like, so then the anivus means a little bit more. So it's tremendous. It was a tremendous chus to have met him a few times, and it's and our learning should be an aliyah for his neshama. His you know, he was a person who was kulo Torah. His life was kol hayomi sichasi. He was involved in Torah learning, even though he also had excelled in secular learning, and he used the secular learning to be meshamesh his Torah properly. That is kol hayomi sichasi. Incredible talmid chacham, an incredible tzaddik. So an incredible leader of people. So let's allow our learning to be in aliyah for his neshama. So today I wanted to start the sugya of Bal Teshaktu. Skipping around a little bit, because I really was going to do kimu v'lo bitlu and other things. But I thought Bal Teshaktu is like a smaller kind of sugya we could do in a day or two, and is nogeya l'maisa, and is to my mind very, very interesting sugya. Is my bag right behind you? Is it somewhere over there? So the main source is the Gemara. There are a few Gemaras that mention Bal Teshaktu. Thank you very much. There are a few Gemaras that mention Bal Teshaktu. In Makos, where it comes up, is Daf Tezayinim Beis. Bal Teshaktu is difficult to translate, you know, the exact words, but, you know, simple pshat is it means don't be disgusting. That a person shouldn't be gross. That's Bal Teshaktu. So what does it mean not to be gross? So says the Gemara, Amravachai, on Daf Tezayinim Beis, Amravachai, Hamasha es nukhavav over mishum lo teshaktu. A person who holds himself back from going to the bathroom is in violation of lo teshaktu. Amrav Bibi Barabaye, Hai man deshasi bekarno du'umna, ka'avar mishum lo teshaktu. A person who drinks out of a bloodletting utensil is in violation of Bal Teshaktu. Why? Because it's used for blood. So even if you wash it out, come on, it's gross. Can you imagine like they're doing the blood drive there, and you're like, you just like empty out one of the things and fill it up with like Gatorade and take it. It's disgusting. So that's a violation of Bal Teshaktu. They wanted to do as a night activity in camp. They wanted to do what they call, you may have heard of this, fear factor. Familiar with fear factor? So fear factor is Bal Teshaktu times like a million, right? It's to just do the most disgusting things possible and see who can stomach it without like vomiting, I guess. And that person is the winner of fear factor. So Pashtus is that fear factor is us, right? It's a clear violation of Bal Teshaktu. But it's not an easy thing to be magdir. Meaning, what's gross to one person may not be gross to another person. Plus, sometimes what's gross in one context may not be gross in another context. Let's say holding yourself in. So it's what's more gross? To hold yourself back from going to the bathroom when, let's say, you're in the middle of an important speech. You're giving your valedictory address when you graduate as valedictorian of Queen's College, and you're giving your Turo, and you're giving your valedictory address, and right in the middle you're like, oh gosh, everybody, sorry, I have to go to the bathroom, and you run out and you go to the bathroom? Is that, or is it more gross to hold it in for a few more minutes till you finish? Right? So is it, meaning, under what circumstances would we say we allow Bal Teshaktu? And what a lot of this, what about for medical reasons? Sometimes they may tell you, you can't go to the bathroom. Normally nowadays they'll tell you, for most medical tests, you have to go to the bathroom. Like, or maybe they'll say, no, hold it in so that, you know, you can give a urine sample or a stool sample or whatever. So you need to hold it in until you get to the office where they can take the proper, you know, so not to be too gross, you know, to talk about it. But that's what the sugya is. So, you know, we're going to have to talk about gross things. So is that permissible? So in order to answer any of these questions, when Baal Teshaktsu is permissible or when it's not even Baal Teshaktsu, what the Gedarim are, first thing we need to figure out is what's Da'oraisa and what's Da'rabanan in Baal Teshaktsu. Meaning clearly, a pasuk in the Torah is a din Da'oraisa. But the question is, which element, which of the Averos is an Avera Da'oraisa and which is an Avera Da'rabanan? Now, what is the pasuk actually talking about? So it should be somewhat familiar to us because it was this week's Parsha, right? It was Parsha Shemini. Pasuk says, and it's printed on the side of your Gemaras, V'chal asheretz hashoreitz al ha'aretz sheket hu lo yeyachel. That any sheretz hashoreitz al ha'aretz is sheket hu lo yeyachel. That because it is a sheket, one should not eat it. And the pasuk goes on, V'yivdaltem b'na temeya uveina tahor. This is not in this week's parsha. This is in a couple of weeks. V'yivdaltem b'na behema la tahor la temeya v'na of atamei la tahor. So essentially, Lo Tishaktsu is said in the context in the Torah of situations of eating bugs, eating disgusting creatures. That's Lo Tishaktsu. So is eating a bug Baal Teshaktsu? That's Baal Teshaktsu Midaraisa for sure. What about these other activities that are also included in Lo Teshaktsu? Is that an Isidaraisa, or is the Gemara using the Pasuk merely as Nasmachta, but not really as the genuine Isidaraisa? And these aren't the only activities, the two that we mentioned over here in Gemara Makos. Gemara in Shabbos also talks about Lo Teshaktsu. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, what's the case in Gemara in Shabbos? I remember the case. Tafsadi Yemen Beis. What was it? Anyone look it up? What was the Gemara in Shabbos talking about? Something else disgusting. I don't remember. What was it? Did you look up the Gemara? Anyone have a chance? I don't remember. A grasshopper? Eating a non-kosher grasshopper. Also Baal Teshaktsu. Okay. So you have a different case, and Shulchan Aruch comes up in a number of different contexts. Shulchan Aruch, what? A live kosher grasshopper. Yeah, a grasshopper doesn't require shechita, right? The only thing that requires shechita are behemah chayev ha'ov. So a grasshopper, if you have, there are kosher, there's such a thing as a kosher grasshopper, but it doesn't require shechita. So if the Gemara saw that eating a live kosher grasshopper, so the Gemara says, v'kavar mishum bal teshaktsu es nafshu seichem, isn't this a violation of Baal Teshaktsu? The Gemara says, okay, in a chinami, we're talking about where it's dead. So anything that's alive is going to be, by definition, a violation of Baal Teshaktsu, because that's disgusting to eat a living creature, even though it doesn't need shechita. So right, the Gemara talks about whether it's Eivor Menachai. Okay, that's the context over there. But it seems to be broadly expanded, not only to issues of eating, but in our Gemara to issues of just doing things that are somewhat disgusting. So the Ritva in our sugya deals with whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. The Ritva in source number 3, Amar Aviv Barabaya, Haiman Deshasi Bekarna Du'umna, Mefurash B'madura Kama Pirush Rabbeinu Meira Levi Zalbozeh, says in the name of the Ramah, V'nirim Imenu Desvirle Shezeh Iser Torah, that it's an Issa d'oraisa. Avol Kol HaMefarshim Zal Kasvu She'enu Alamid D'rabbanan, V'kra Asmachta Ki Idach Da'amash Nekavav. So the Ritva already quotes Machlokas Rishonim about this, that the Ramah holds that it's Nisr Da'oraisa, but the Ritva says, nah, it's probably only an Asmachta, just like holding yourself in from going to the bathroom. What does that mean? The Ritva is talking about using bloodletting utensils to drink. So he says, that's a Machlokas, whether it's Da'oraisa or Da'rabanan, whether drinking from the bloodletting utensils, that's a Machlokas, it's Da'oraisa or Da'rabanan. But everyone agrees holding yourself back from going to the bathroom was only Da'rabanan. So maybe the bloodletting utensils should be just like holding yourself back from going to the bathroom. Now one could have argued, what do you mean everybody agrees? The Gemara doesn't seem to be so clear about that. The Gemara says it's a violation of Baal Teshaktsu. So I would have thought, I would have assumed, that it's a Da'oraisa, that even holding yourself back from going to the bathroom is a Da'oraisa. So essentially what emerges, and if you look in the smack, Sefer Mitzvah Katan, Mitzvah Pei, Shelo Lahashos Nikavav, Gidarshinon, Minai Lamasha Nikavav, Sha'over Below Sasei. How do I know that if you're Masha Nikavav, you hold back from going to the bathroom, it's a violation of Lo Se Shenemar, Velo Se Shaksos, Nafsha Sechem. And by the way, included in that is also not eating anything disgusting. Oh, so the smack says that all the examples in the Gemara daraisas. So now we have three shitos. You know, we posed it as a question: is it daraisa or is it drabanan? So we anticipated that there would be two answers. There, one will say daraisa, one will say drabanan. What we have is three shitos. You have on the one hand the smack that says it's all daraisa. You have the Rama that says that you have the Ritva that says that it's all drabanan, and you have the Rama that the Ritva quotes who says that the bloodletting thing is daraisa, the holding yourself back from going to the bathroom thing, that's only midrabanan. So three different shitos. And whenever you have something like this, a machlokas along these lines, how to understand the Gemara, what kind of Isra are we talking about? So the next step is to look at the Rambam. How does the Rambam understand Baal Teshaksu? Is Baal Teshaksu on a Daraisa level only about eating shratzim and the like? Or does Baal Teshaksu on a Daraisa level also include using bloodletting utensils? And if it includes using bloodletting utensils, does it also include holding oneself back from going to the bathroom? So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot does say, Kuf Ayin Tes, Rambam writes, HaMitzvah Kuf Ayin Tes, Shezironu Me'achol Eza Sheret Sheyia, Mi Bilti Yichud Ben Sheret Zov, Ben Sheret Zamayim, Ben Sheret Zaretz, that you're not allowed to eat all these shratzim, Vu Amri Yisparach Al Teshak Tzvaz Nafzor Shesechem, B'chol Sheret Zasheretz, V'losetam V'em Minitz Mesem Bam. Ze Lav B'pnei Atzmo, V'lokin Alav. This is a Lav, you get Malkus for this Lav. Good, so he starts off the definition all about eating shratzim. And then he goes on to pretty much the whole paragraph is all about eating different types of shratzim. And then later on, where is it? At the very end of that that Rambam, in the after he goes through a whole bunch of things about eating disgusting things. V'ne'amru gam kein. You should know the Gemara also says on Tesayim Beis, Hamasha Nikavav over Mishum Baal Teshaksu, that someone who withholds from going to the bathroom is in violation of Baal Teshaksu. V'chein man deshasi maya bekarno du'umna, v'u kleya matzitza over Mishum Baal Teshaksu is nafshu seichem, and also drink from bloodletting utensils. V'u ahekesh sheba achilas hadvar manimasim, ushtias hadvar mamagunim, sheyarchikum rov bnei adam, ki kol ze musar mimenu, avol eino chayeval of malkus, ba'avur ki pashte dekro b'sheretz levad. That's the key line. What is the Rambam saying? The Rambam says, the Gemara says, you're also not allowed to hold yourself back from going to the bathroom, you're not allowed to drink from the bloodletting utensils. And it's all based on Baal Teshaksu. So right there, it sounds like he's saying, Daraisa, this is part of Baal Teshaksu. But then he says, and why is it part of the Baal Teshaksu? Because just like eating disgusting things is Baal Teshaksu, doing disgusting things that Rov Bnei Adam find to be gross is Baal Teshaksu. But he says, Aval Eino Chayav Alav Malkus. One is not Chayiv Malkus if you do these things. But he just got through saying, when you eat the bugs, you're Chayiv Malkus. Why shouldn't you be Chayiv Malkus when you hold yourself back from going to the bathroom, or when you use the bloodletting utensils? So what would you say? Let's take the first one. Holding yourself back from going to the bathroom, why wouldn't you be Chayiv Malkus? So there could be a very good reason why you're not Chayiv Malkus, nothing to do with whether it's Daraisa or Drabanan. When are you putter from Malkus? What? Shevi Altar, Salaf Shem B'maisa. You're just not doing anything. But what about the bloodletting utensils? That's Kumvasei. That's a violation of Kumvasei. So why wouldn't you get Malkus? Maybe you're not going to get Malkus because the Rambam is saying it's only Drabanan. And that's why you don't get Malkus. And the Rambam goes on to say, Aval Yaku al Zeh Makas Mardus. You give Makas Mardus. When do we give Makas Mardus? So either for Drabanan, where we can't give regular Malkus, or for Daraisa, is that for a technicality or for whatever reason we can't give regular Malkus. But you only give Makas Mardus. Hine kvaris bar lucha kol ma shikdamnu shaza kosuf shu al tashaksu amnum lakachin menu is for sharetz amayim bulvad shalok, so whatever. But that's the main point. The Rambam seems to indicate, on the one hand, that he sounds like it's all included in Baal Teshaksu, sounds like he's describing a Daraisa. But on the other hand, he says, you don't get regular Malkus, you only get Malkus Mardus. Sounds like maybe it's a Drabana. If you look in the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, source number 7, Machol Sesur's Perkei Zayin Alachu Chavtes, Asru chachamim ma'acholos umashkin shenefesh rov bnei adam kiha mehen. What does that mean? The chachamim asr, food and drink that most people would vomit from, right, that most people would be disgusted by. Kigon ma'acholos umashkin shenisarev ben kiha tsoa, if there's vomit or excrement in the food, don't eat it. Velecha srucha, if there's pus or something like that in the food, don't eat it, in case you need it to be told. V'chein osur chacham lechov lishlos b'kelim atzoim. You also shouldn't use gross kelim. Shenef shalad mason enes mehem. Kigon, kli beis hakisei. Don't drink out of the toilet. U'klei zuchuchas shal saparin. Shagorin bahem es hadam u'kliyotzeben. If they have blood utensils that are used for blood and are gross and disgusting, don't use those. That's baltashaksu. Rabbanu daraisa. What do you say from this Rambam? Sounds like, what are the first two words? Are asru chachamim? Sounds like this is all midrabanan. Says the Radvaz, asru chachamim, ma'acholos, etc. Mevor b'max perkelu en alokin, u'mikol makom mochol shos davar mikol elu l'refua, ein zem eshukat etzol mutter, v'alzen agol ishtos mero glayim l'refua. He says, wait, what about all those people that drink urine for medicinal reasons? You know, all those people. So he says, for refua it's different. Now, can you say for refua it's different if we're dealing with Nisa Daraisa? That it's mutter for refua? One could argue, what? Oh, new depends on what?
If that's the only way or not.
Good. What else does it depend on? What does refuah mean? I have a headache. So is that refuah? How serious the illness is. You're not going to violate an issur d'oraisa for a mild headache, for a mechush b'alma. But pikuach nefesh, you're going to violate an issur d'oraisa. If it's an issur d'rabbanan though, then we can always go back to the old b'chiyai gavna lo gazru. They were never gozer in a situation of discomfort or in a situation of tsar of any sort. So maybe the Radvaz's heter for refua only works if you assume, like the Rambam, that the isser is only derabbanan. But if you assume that the isser is nisadar raisa, then maybe the heter for refua doesn't work. So what I want to try to show you is that two things. First of all, that maybe it's not so clear that the Rambam holds that it's only the Rabbanan. One could make a coherent argument that the Rambam holds Baltashaksu is Daraisa. Obviously Baltashaksu is Daraisa, but that the Baltashaksu of doing stam disgusting things is Daraisa, not just eating bugs, but stam disgusting things is Daraisa. And second of all, I want to try to perhaps suggest, is that even if you hold it's Daraisa, you still might have a heter mishum refua, even if it's not a serious illness. Even if it's just stam a mechush, you still might have a heter, even if we're dealing with the daraisa. So let's, and the two are related to each other. So let's start with the first one. How could anyone possibly touch up this Rambam as saying that we're dealing with nisa daraisa? The Rambam clearly used the words asru chachamim. He clearly says you don't get malchus, you only get makas mardus. You don't get malchus daraisa. So how could that possibly mean that it's only that we're dealing with a din d'oraisa, not a din d'rabbanan? So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that it could be that asru chachamim relates to a concept that we have in a number of places where lo masuna kasuv elo lechachamim. There are certain things. The Gemara uses it primarily in Maseches Moed Katan. And the Gemara talks about Malacha and Chol HaMoed. So it's a big discussion. Is the Isser of doing Malacha and Chol HaMoed an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan? So the Gemara is an expression, Lo Masrna Kasav Ela L'Chacham. The Torah doesn't allow Malacha, but in terms of who gets to define what's called Malacha, as far as Chol HaMoed is concerned, it was up to the Rabbanan to make the rules of what's called malacha as far as the Torah is concerned. A little bit of a chiddush, no? That the Chacham have that kind of power to determine not just what the din of the Rabbanan are, which is a chiddush in its own right, that the Torah gives the Chacham that kind of koach to make takanos and gzeros and that we're bound by what some rabbi says. But not only that, that in certain instances the Chachamim have the right not just to figure out, but to decide what the din d'oraisa is. You understand the difference between figuring out and deciding? Figuring out means Hashem put it there, and they just have to find it using Kal Vachomer and Gzeirah Shavah and whatever, and figure out what did Hashem want from us. Deciding is that Hashem said, whatever you guys decide you think is best, that will become the din d'oraisa. So when the Chacham say that you're allowed to do Melechas Davra Aved and Chol HaMoed, that was their idea. That a Melechas Davra Aved should be Mutter, and other Melechas should be Aser. They get to decide what's included in the Yisra D'oraisa. Gevaldik Chiddush, that sometimes the Chacham are given that power. You can only say it by certain types of Yisurim that are, you know, more broad and could have details that are maybe ill-defined. Where do we have such an idea? So we have such an idea by the halacha that a person is not allowed to put himself in sakana. A person is not allowed to do dangerous things. And the Rambam, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, says, what's this based on? Rambam, in the 11th paragraph of Hilchos Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh Halacha Dalid, we discussed this when we were talking about vaccinations. Remember we had a Tamin Halach share in vaccinations? So the Rambam speaks about living a healthy life and doing things that, you know, in order to maintain good health. And the Rambam quotes the pasuk, Yishar melecha l'shmar nafshcha ma'od. And he writes, V'chein kol michshol sheyesh bo sakonos nefashos, mitzvas asei lahasiro uli shamer mimenu, uli zar bedavar yofa yofa, shenemar yishar melecha l'shmar nafshcha, v'im lo hesir v'iniach ha-michsholos ha-mavim lidei sakana, bitel mitzvas asei v'avar b'lo sasam damim. Anyone who does dangerous things is in violation of a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh. That's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Now the question is it really d'oraisa or is it only d'rabbanan? So one could argue, in fact, the Rambam writes in Halacha Hey, in the next Halacha, harbe dvarim asru chachamim mipnei sheyesh bem sakonos nefashos. V'kol over aleim v'omer areini mesakein ba'atzmi u'mala acherim alai b'kach o'eini makbid b'kach makin oso makas mardus. Ram goes on to say that there are many things that the chachamim say are dangerous, so don't do them, and if you do them, you get makas mardus. And that too is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So that implies that we're only dealing with an issur rabbanan. But we just quoted a pasuk, so how could you say we're only dealing with an issur d'rabbanan? We quoted a pasuk, Yishar melecha l'shmar nafshcha ma'od. We said you're in violation of an asay, a los asay, when you do dangerous things. So there are a couple of ways you can go about answering this. You could say, well, there are really dangerous things, and those are asur d'oraisa, and then there are pretty dangerous things, and those are asur mitrabbanan. Right? And that's what we suggested in the vaccination shiur, that maybe things that, you know, are immediate and clear dangers, you know, would be an issur d'oraisa, eating poison, issur d'oraisa. But something that's just an activity that people would refrain from because it's dangerous, but don't necessarily present a clear and immediate danger, a certain and immediate danger, may only be asur mid'rabbanan. So let's say not getting a vaccination. It may not be a clear and immediate danger, but it may only be in this, and therefore may only be in this drabbana. That's one approach to answering this. The other approach to say is along the lines of what we're saying now, that min haTorah a person has to watch himself from any sakana. And it's clearly a din d'oraisa. But what's called a sakana? How do I define? I don't know, is crossing the street a sakana? Is getting into a car a sakana? People die in car accidents all the time. Is skydiving a sakana? How do I define what activities are called a sakana and what's not a sakana? So it could be that it's lo masr nakasav el chachamim, that this is one of those areas where the chachamim have the right to determine what's called a sakana. So you can't say about a specific activity that this activity is an issur d'oraisa. The issur d'oraisa is to be safe. But any specific activity, the Chacham determined that that's included in the issur d'oraisa. So it is an ikur min haTorah, but the particular activity may only be a rabbinic invention. And therefore, you may not get malchus for that activity. Right? Even though you're violating the spirit of the Torah, or the command of the Torah, really, not just the spirit of the Torah, the command of the Torah, because the Chacham are defining which activities are included in the command of the Torah. It's very similar to what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel about Bikur Cholim and Nichum Avelim. The Rambam writes that these are, it's a mitzvah of Avta L'Rech Kamoch, it's a fulfillment of Chesed. So he says that's a mitzvah min haTorah, right? A fulfillment of Chesed. And not a mitzvah min Rabbanan. But nevertheless, the Rambam says the details to do a specific activity, to go visit a chola, to go, you know, and all the different ways to love your friend and to do nice things, those are all Rabbanan. So they're all mitzvahs Rabbanan, but they're all ikaran min haTorah. So maybe that's the idea. Maybe it's all things that are ikaran min haTorah. So there is an issur d'oraisa. The topic is a d'oraisa topic, but the details are details midrabbanan. Maybe that's what he means. Asru chachamim. The chachamim came up with which things not to, don't drink from the bloodletting utensil. Don't hold yourself back from going to the bathroom. Those are things that are. The Chachamim's determination of what the Torah was referring to. What about the Malkus? So if it's a real Issa D'Oraisa, why is it only Makas Mardus? So Rav Asher has this phenomenal Chiddush, which I think is a great Yisod. And he does also. He's very excited about this Chiddush. He's excited about a lot of his Chiddushim. But this one in particular. In Bereishis Simen Mem Dalid. Os Dalid. He discusses the sugya in the second paragraph of Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us, Amar Rabbi Avoh, that any time the Torah uses the words Lo Ye Achel, and even Lo Socha Lo Sochlu, it's Echad Isra Achila VeEchad Isra Hanoah B'mashma. It doesn't just mean you're not allowed to eat; it also means you're not allowed to get Hanoah from it. The problem is that the Rambam, by many of the things that it says, lo ye achel, the Rambam writes, you're not allowed to eat them, you're not allowed to get enough from them, and if you eat them, you get malchus. But he never says that if you get enough from them, you get malchus. But if the words lo ye achel mean don't eat and don't get enough, why would the Rambam say that you get malchus for eating them, but you don't get malchus for getting enough from them? Right? That's the kasha. So he says that maybe the pshat is that you don't get malchus on the hana'os because there are certain isurim that have a primary isur and many secondary isurim that are included in that primary isur. And whenever you have an isur like that, where there is a primary isur and secondary isurim that are also included, the halacha always is you only get malchus on the primary isur. So, Rav Asher just created a whole new category in halacha. Where does he get that from? Bring me rayas. Where do you find that when you have a primary isur and secondary isurim, you only get malchus on the primary isur? So if you look in page Reish Sadi Beis in Minchas Asher on Bereishis, he writes, it's a major rule of the Rambam. You have the Ikra Mitzvah and you have that which is included, secondary. He says, here you go. I'll give you, three examples I think he gives. Number one, Aleph. B'sefer HaMitzvos Kasav. The Mitzvos Achilos Basar HaZevach Ikara B'Achilos Kohanim Esachatos. The mitzvah of eating karbanos, the ikar mitzvah of the Rambam says, is for Kohanim to eat the basar achatos. Why is that the ikar mitzvah? Because when the Kohen eats your karban chatos, that's how you get your kapara. So the ikar mitzvah of achilas kachim is the Kohen to eat the kachay kachim. Nevertheless, the bailim is allowed to eat kachim kalim. When I bring a karban shlamim, I'm allowed to eat the karban shlamim. Not only allowed to, it's a mitzvah. A Kohen eats truma, a mitzvah. He says, yeah, but a secondary mitzvah. It's not the primary mitzvah. That the Rambam actually himself makes this category of something called the secondary mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah, but secondary. The primary mitzvah is the Kohen. Another example, he says, Hilchas Yantav Perek Vav Alach Yud Zayin, the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav. No, how do you do the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav? Says Gemara 10th Perek of Pesachim. Ein Simcha Ella Bebasar. Why? So the Rambam says, because the Iker Simcha is Basar Ashlamim. But the Rambam writes, Chayav Adam Lias Ben Samech V'Tov Lev Hu Ubanav V'Ishto B'nei Besov V'Kol Nilvim Alav. And even though Simcha Amurakani Korban Shlomim, Yesh Bechlal Osa Simcha L'Smach Hu B'nei Besov V'Kol Echad Kroy Lav. Also buy your wife clothing, give your kids candies and do it. And that's Bechlal Osa Simcha. And you should drink wine or whatever. What do you mean? If the mitzvah is the Shlomim, what am I doing all this other stuff for? No, the Iker mitzvah is the Shlamim, and Bichlal that secondarily, you have all these other mitzvahs. Third example, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, Ein kotzitzin ilanei ma'achol. You're not allowed to chop down a fruit-bearing tree. Bekala kotzitz loka. That's the Yisra called Baltashchis. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit-bearing tree. But then the Rambam says, V'loa ilanos b'vad. Over below Sashchis Veinoloka Elamakas Martis Midvrei. But included in Baltashchis, not just cutting down fruit bearing trees, it's being destructive, destroying useful things. And that's Baltashchis, he says. And that's why you get Makas Martis Midrabanan. What do you mean? You just said it's Baltashchis. So shouldn't I get Makas Midaraisa? Why is it only Makas Martis Midrabanan? Says Rav Asher, you see from here a Klal Gadol. That when you have an Iker Isser and secondary Isurim, you only get Malkus on the Iker and not on the secondary Isurim. So when the Torah says Lo Yechel, it may be telling me both an Isra Achila and an Isra Na'ah. But the Iker is only the Isra Achila. The Isra Na'ah is only secondary. Memela, you're not going to get Malkus on the Isra Na'ah. You're only going to get Malkus on the Isra Achila. And bringing it back to our Sugya, Bal Tishaktu, yeah, it may all be daraisa, like the Gemara sounds like. Masha Nekavav, drinking from the bloodletting utensils, might all be daraisa. But you're not going to get Malkus for all of them. You only get Malkus for eating the bugs. Because that's the Iker Isser. That's the context in the Torah, that's the Iker Isser. Everything else is only secondary. So Mela, you're not going to get, even though it's daraisa. Lo Masra Kosav Al Chum, that's why you use Zoshim Chachamim Tiknu. And it's only secondary Isser, and therefore you're not going to get Malkus. So what we've explained is how the Rambam might really hold that it's Daraisa. What we haven't yet explained is why even if you hold that it's Daraisa, you still might be Mekel B'makom, Choli B'makom Refua, or other types of circumstances. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow.